Section 1. The Geography of Nigeria. Location and Size of Nigeria. Nigeria is located on the west coast of Africa. It lies in the eastern and northern hemispheres between the Tropic of Cancer and the equator. The country of Niger lies to the north of Nigeria. Benin forms the western border of Nigeria with Cameroon and Chad to the east. The capital of Nigeria is Abuja, which is located in the center of the country. In addition to sharing borders with four countries, Nigeria is bordered to the south by the Gulf of Guinea, a part of the Atlantic Ocean. The 530-mile coastline on the Gulf of Guinea helps make trade easier for Nigeria. The coastline is an area rich in oil reserves. This has both benefited and harmed the people and economy of Nigeria. Nigeria's land area is about 356,000 square miles, making it the 14th largest country in Africa and the 32nd largest country in the world. To put that in perspective, Nigeria is about 6 times the size of Georgia, or a size similar to the combined areas of Georgia, North and South Carolina, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida. Physical features of Nigeria. Nigeria is located where the Niger River flows into the Gulf of Guinea. The Niger River is the largest river in West Africa and is the source of the country's name. The river begins in the country of Guinea and flows northeast, then south for over 2,600 miles before ending in the Gulf of Guinea. It is the third longest river in Africa behind the Nile and Congo rivers. The Niger flows through the countries of Guinea, Mali, Niger, Benin, and Nigeria. Interestingly, the Niger River begins only 150 miles away from the Atlantic Ocean, but instead of flowing west to the Atlantic, it flows north due to changes in elevation. Another unusual thing about the Niger River is that it has an inner delta in the middle of the river instead of just at the mouth. A delta is where a river divides into smaller bodies of water as it meets with a larger body of water. This inner Niger River delta is almost the size of the country of Belgium. The area around this delta is good for agriculture and fishing. The Niger River enters Nigeria in the northwest corner and flows south toward the Gulf of Guinea. It flows through tropical rainforests and swamps before joining with the Benue River near the city of Lokoja. The Benue River flows into Nigeria from Cameroon in the east. The combined rivers flow south, creating another large delta at the mouth of the river at the Gulf of Guinea. Most of the Niger River is navigable, which means ships can operate on it. This makes it very important to trade and shipping. The Nigerian coast is rich in oil, though problems and corruption in the government have meant the Nigerian people enjoy few benefits from their country's oil wealth. Landforms vary in the country. In the southeast and along the coast, low-lying plains may be dotted with dense forests or mangrove trees. The central part of the country has rugged highlands and extinct volcanoes. The tallest mountain is on the eastern side of this area, Shapalwadi, at nearly 8,000 feet above sea level in the Gashaka-Gumti National Park. Further north, gently rolling plains are interrupted by plateaus, areas of relatively level, high ground that climb as high as 1,500 feet. Climate of Nigeria. Nigeria's location just north of the equator means that temperatures will be high. There are several different climates found throughout Nigeria, but the most common climate is the tropical savanna climate. That means that monthly average temperatures are above 64 degrees Fahrenheit all year. A dry season in winter is followed by a rainy season that begins in May. Up to 30 inches of rain may fall in that season. Other climate zones can be found in Nigeria too. Along the coast, it is hot and wet throughout most of the year. There are even tropical rainforests found in this area. To the far north, the climate is hotter and drier as the Sahara Desert grows closer. In this area, few plants will grow and the ground is sparsely covered with short, brush-like vegetation. In the winter months, a dry wind, called the Harmattan, blows from the northeast, carrying dust from the Sahara Desert across West Africa. Natural resources of Nigeria. Nigeria has very large deposits of petroleum and natural gas in addition to other natural resources. The country has oil reserves of about 37 billion barrels. Unfortunately, the money Nigeria gets from selling oil to other nations has not benefited most Nigerians. Mismanagement and corruption have left most Nigerians in poverty, while a few have benefited from the country's oil trade. Nigeria has other valuable natural resources, like arable land, which the government is not investing in because of its investment in the oil industry. Even though Nigeria has a large amount of arable land, it actually has to import food to meet the needs of its people. Nigeria's other valuable resources include talc, gypsum, iron ore, lead, zinc, gold, coal, rock salt, gemstones, and kaolin. The Nigerian government has also not invested in these resources because of its attention to the oil industry. Impact of location in Nigeria. Like many countries in Africa, about half of the people in Nigeria continue to live in rural areas, usually following the traditions of their ancestors. The coast of Nigeria is heavily populated because it is easier to trade and it is the center of the oil industry. Areas along the Niger River and the Delta are also heavily populated. The city of Lagos was the capital of Nigeria until 1991 and continues to be the largest city in Nigeria. The capital, Abuja, was created in 1991. The city was built to be the capital, so no ethnic group in Africa could claim to control it because it is located in the center of the country. It was believed that construction of the city would also help spread development to inland areas of the country. Environmental issues in Nigeria. Like many countries, Nigeria faces environmental issues. Deforestation is a problem as land is cleared for farmland and development. Without forests, land can begin to erode and good soil can wash away. Deforestation destroys habitat for plants and animals, but humans can be affected too. The lack of forests can disrupt the water cycle in a region, causing the soil to dry out and become barren. As urbanization continues, water and air pollution continue to rise. The most significant environmental issue, however, is oil pollution. Pollution from oil spills can contaminate the air, water, and land. The government of Nigeria must figure out how to balance earning money from their plentiful oil reserves with protecting the environment from oil-related pollution. People of Nigeria. Nigeria is a very diverse, varied country. Over 250 ethnic groups live in Nigeria. The largest ethnic groups are the Hausa in the north, the Yoruba in the southwest, and the Igbo or Ibo in the southeast. Each of these groups represents about a fifth of Nigeria's total population. As a result of these large populations, the languages of these three groups, along with English, are used by the government of Nigeria. Nigeria is also divided by religion. About 54% of Nigerians are Muslim, while the remaining 46% are Christian. Religious tensions and conflict have been present in Nigeria since it gained independence from British rule in the 1960s. Almost as soon as Nigeria became independent, a war broke out between Christians from the south and Muslims from the north. Tensions remain high today, with a militant Muslim group called Boko Haram attempting to control parts of Nigeria. In Nigeria's northern states, the vast majority of people are Muslim and are Hausa. The Hausa have been Muslims for almost 1,000 years and were converted to Islam by Arab traders and merchants from the 10th century. In the southern states, the majority of Nigerians are Christian, while some groups continue to practice indigenous beliefs. Generally, religion is taken very seriously, and most people will make frequent references to their faith and church activities. Southern indigenous faiths center on a belief in spirits and also in a supreme being or creator known as Olorun Olodumare in Yoruba culture, and Chineke Chukwu by Igbo people.